It's Monday, September 30th, 2019. Hello and welcome to the first episode of The Sounds in My Head produced anywhere other than Brooklyn, New York. In case you missed the last episode and have been wondering why there haven't been any new episodes in a couple of months, well, let me get you up to speed. In early August, I escaped the depressing hellscape that is Trump's America and headed for the utopian future that is Sweden. Specifically, I got a job in and relocated to Stockholm, and it's taken me this long to get all my belongings here and for me to get settled in enough for me to resume producing the show. But here we are, I'm back. And this whole episode is, naturally, going to be about Swedish music. So let's begin.
Stockholm is where you get to know and just what it's all about.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. On this very special Swedish music episode, I'm going to play some of my very favorite Swedish songs, which you're probably familiar with, as well as some new Swedish music that you might have actually missed.
We got a problem with Sweden!
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Pack up your bag and come along with me. You find a brighter day. Just try it, verify it, life and love's free. In the Stockholm, Sweden way.
Don't make me
That was one of Sweden's bigger recent musical exports, Leaky Lee. The song Get Some came off her excellent 2011 album, Wounded Rhymes. You may recall that I was super into her first few releases, and I played her on the show a lot, like a decade ago or, you know, whenever. But admittedly, I've been less enamored with her more recent output, and I think it's just gotten too, like, typically poppy for me. Like, it's just, like, mainstream sounding, which is more just my tastes being out of sync with the mainstream than, like, her sucking. So it's a personal problem. But anyway, she seemed like an ideal way to start off this year's special Swedish music episode of the show, because it's going to be a little bit of an odd one, at least up front. I'm going to talk a lot about Swedish music. So did you know that the top three pop music producing countries in the world, in order, are the United States, the United Kingdom, and Sweden? And mind you, Sweden, the country, has the population of, like, New York City, the city. You know, so adjusted for population, Sweden is definitely number one. This is partly because a lot of quote-unquote American and British pop music, like Katy Perry or, you know, Lady Gaga, One Direction, NSYNC, whoever, it's actually produced or often even written by Swedes. Like, this one Swedish producer, Max Martin, alone, is behind many of the most successful songs by everyone from, like, the Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears to Maroon 5, Taylor Swift. Like, there's a reason all that shit sounds the same, and it's because it's all by one dude, and he's Swedish. Like, in 2014, fully a quarter of Billboard number one hits were by Swedes. It's crazy. So the point is, you've heard a lot of Swedish pop music, whether you know it or not. But often you do know it, because over the last 50 years, the country has exported tons of bands. Like, I'll present for you now a montage of various bands that you've probably heard, starting with the biggest. They're like one of the most commercially successful acts in the history of pop music, ABBA. Their success laid the groundwork for all the other acts that you're going to hear in this montage. Depending on how you count, they had something like 44 number one hits. 44. That's like the Beatles in the 70s and 80s, including this one, Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Gimme, 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 I'm mad at the midnight. Want somebody help me chase the shadows away. Take a chance on me.
Was ABBA, Agatha Falskog, a former member of ABBA, went out to solo work, then Roxette, Ace of Base, Rednecks, that's right, Cotton Eye Joe is Swedish, Eagle Eye Cherry, The Hives, Jens Lekman, Caesars, Peter Bjorn and John with Victoria Bergsman, The Radio Department, and of course, The Cardigans. Basically a whole episode of this show in 2.5 minutes and 7 second chunks. So you may be wondering, what accounts for the incredible success rate of Sweden's music prowess? Well, I'm glad you asked, because the Swedish government actually has a whole press packet about it. It includes 8 reasons why Sweden rocks, which I'll just run you through now, because why not? I'm already talking a lot. So number one, municipal music schools. Any Swedish student interested in learning music can just enroll and have access to whatever instrument they like, as well as lessons to learn how to play it. Number two is singing in choirs. Apparently, per capita, more Swedes are in choirs than any other country's citizens. Number three, the Swedish Arts Council. So here, aspiring musicians can just apply and then be funded by the government to produce music. And would you believe it, the system actually works. Past recipients have included a lot of the bands that I played in that montage earlier, as well as a lot of other bands you've probably heard of that I didn't play, like Robin or Swedish House Mafia or whoever. Number four, Swedes behind the scenes. In this one, they talk about how, like, all the different producers who write all the songs for Pink and Usher and all those other people. And then they also talk about all the other, like, Swedish music video directors and so on. Number five, control of their work. Swedes have been super clever to create their own labels and license all their songs carefully so that they maintain ownership through their careers. And this has also created like a whole local ecosystem for upcoming bands to get discovered and promoted by these other bands' record labels and so on. Number six, technology. From embracing new platforms like SoundCloud and Bandcamp early to the creation right here in Stockholm of the biggest music streaming service there is, Spotify, the Swedes have like literally led the way in music tech. Number seven, Eurovision. So it's this like televised music competition show thing where countries all over Europe are each represented by a single band and then one of them eventually wins and whatever. I don't know. I've watched some of it in the past and it's like totally terrible. I would say like it's like awful music. But my opinion aside, it's a big deal in Europe. And in Sweden, they're super into it. Like they're always convinced they're going to win. And anyway, maybe it inspires people to like make music hoping they're going to compete one day or something. I don't know. And then finally, the ABBA effect. Now in this one, they talk about how each act influenced the next, like from ABBA to its members' solo careers to Roxette, etc., all the way up to like the bands that we all know and love today. But I'd add that really it's that Swedes can all speak English and that they're perfectly willing to do so in their music, which makes it more accessible to the larger English-speaking music markets of the world, like more so than like say French and German acts have been willing to do, right? Like they're like, yeah, maybe Nina will do like an American version of 99 Red Balloons, but for the most part, these bands are all going to be predominantly in their native languages, whereas Sweden, they're just like, yeah, we'll do it in English, whatever. So I think that that accounts for like a non-trivial amount of the success of the country's music output as well. So, with all that in mind, and more talking done in this episode, before it's really even started than I normally do in an entire show, let's actually get things started. Now, with the aforementioned Jens Lekman, this is his song Black Cab. It comes off of the 2005 collection of his singles and B-sides called You're Oh So Quiet, Jens, and still one of my favorites, but for some reason it seems that it's no longer available anywhere. I don't know why, but enjoy it here right now. It's Jens Lekman with Black Cab.
Black cat. stories about the black hats and the way they drive. But if you take a ride with them, you may not come back alive. They might be psycho killers, but tonight I really don't care. So I said, turn up the music, take me home or take me anywhere. Black Cam, Black Cam, Black Cam, Black Cam. You don't know anything, so don't ask me questions. You don't know anything, so please don't ask me any questions.
Small part of the budget for next year, 65 million kronor, will go to projects helping foreign-born women learn Swedish while they're at home looking after their kids. Our reporter Dave Russell went along to one of the open preschools that is helping women to integrate into Swedish society.
Mia Stavling is a development coordinator for several open preschools, including this one in Rågsved.
Often they have sort of left their mother and father or siblings or friends in their home country, and it's not that easy to come to Sweden and to get to know new people, and that's our main focus.
In agreement with the government, since 2018, the Swedish Association of Local Authorities and Regions has financed their open preschools to have a mission in helping foreign-born women with infants or toddlers, particularly those newly arrived, receive language support and other integration measures. They've also set up weekly bicycle lessons.
That was actually a parent who asked us, you know, I would really like to bike with my children, but I don't know how to learn. And she said, could you start a bicycle school? And so we did. And it's been great fun. And you can see just by that little thing of knowing how to ride a bike will increase the self-esteem and the joy, and it starts sort of glittering the ride. And one woman actually said that, you know, now she didn't know how to ride a bike, and we had to take photos, and she sent them home to her home country to show that, you know, I can ride the bike. And then she said, now I know how to ride a bike, now I'm going to be a bus driver.
Thank you. the oldest person in Sweden ever, turned 111 today. Carl Mattsson, who lives in the scenic west coast town of Strömstad, told Swedish radio P4 West that he can't complain about anything and that he is in good shape. Asked if he had any tips about how to live so long, he said not to eat too much because you'll get fat.
Sunbeams were left to windows in all the houses.
Students at Globala School in Stockholm are queuing up for their vegetarian lunch, something which the school serves up every day and has been doing so for a decade. While other schools are starting to cut meat from the menu on 1 or 2 days a week, Radio Sweden asked school cook Magnus Ness why the school had gone the whole hog and rolled out a meat-free menu.
We've been doing this for 10 years. It was an initiative from the students themselves. And they had a voting, including teachers and all staff at the school. And it voted for vegetarian food. That means it's not vegan, it's lacto-ovo, so it's eggs and milk included. But we have our vegan days and all that, vegan weeks, without even noticing it. We were ahead of our time, you can see that now, but it didn't feel like that all of the time. It felt like we were like the black sheep in the family and everybody's wondering, what are you doing? But we have proven that students can really like to have a vegetarian meal every day, and that it's nutritious, and we have gotten lots of good reviews for our food from students.
Let's get caught up. After Jens Lechman back there, he's from Gothenburg, by the way, I should have said that earlier. We hear the Concretes from Stockholm doing one of my favorite of their songs ever, one of their biggest hits as well. You Can't Hurry Love came off their self-titled album, The Concretes. Super big fan of The Concretes. That album in particular, still my favorite. And, you know, what happened is basically Victoria Bergsman left the band. She started Taken by Trees, and then the Concretes were like, yeah, we can keep being a band without her. And it's kind of like, yeah, but you kind of aren't as good anymore. Though I did play them on the show recently because they did a cover of Wham or something. I forget. Anyway, it's pretty good. Okay, then we heard the Shout Out Louds, also from Stockholm, doing the song Bicycle. Always one of my favorites of their songs. And, of course, anything about bicycling. Big fan of that. As you know, it's the only way I get around. People here think it's crazy that I've yet to ride the subway. They're like, everyone takes subway everywhere. And the subway, you can get anywhere really fast. You can bike, though, really easily as well. So I've just been biking everywhere. It's a great city for biking. Super great. I can't stress that enough. There's bike lanes everywhere. It's amazing. Okay. Shout Out Lads. Yeah, that came off the Choke soundtrack, which, I don't know, you can still get it in iTunes, but for some reason it's not available anywhere else. Then we heard Sam Bassiter from Gothenburg doing the song Days off their old album European, which, that's still my favorite Sam Bassiter song, maybe tied with their cover of Tobin Sprout's Small Parade, but they have a new album, which I didn't play anything from because I don't like any of it better than I like Days, and I was like, I want this episode to be super strong, so no duds just because it's new. That was my policy. Maybe I'll circle back and play Sam Bassiter's new stuff some other time, because it's not bad or anything. It's just not as good as Days. Okay, then we heard Hello Safe Ride from right here in Stockholm doing I Was Jesus. That is my favorite of her songs ever. It came off her album The Fox, The Hunter, and Hello Safe Ride. And man, is that a great song. I love it. Great video, too. Then we heard Matilda Brink from Gothenburg doing the song Haze, and then something in Swedish. I still can't speak it. From the album Maestro. That song was in Swedish. It's the only song on this episode in Swedish. I thought it was a really great song. I didn't think the Swedishness crippled it in any way. It's great. Super great. And then just before I started talking, we heard Cat Princess from Uppsala, which is just north of Stockholm here. That was their song, Me and Brigitte Bardot, from their album Forbidden Items. And I don't know, some kind of 90s about that song and that album. It's new. It's a new album, but it just kind of has this like 90s indie pop vibe. Kind of reminds me of maybe Irene, another old Swedish band. I don't know, whatever. Okay, up next on this special all Swedish music episode of the show, the band is Elliot. I've played him on the show before, but he's got a newer release called Fast Food Music, and we're going to hear a song from it. It's called David Eats Fast Food Daily, and if you like this song, I strongly encourage you to check out the rest of stuff by Elliot. It's super good. I think you're really going to dig it if you like this. And then this thing I'm going to play after Elliot is also a band from Stockholm called Holy, and it's Hot on the Heels of Love. So it's a different band, but it has kind of a similar vibe to Elliot, so I'm putting them next to each other. It's got this kind of like reverby, kind of dark vocals kind of sound. It's pretty cool. So I think you're going to like these two songs. So here we go. Elliot and then Holy, David Eats Fast Food Daily, and then Hot on the Heels of Love. Where else but this special Swedish music episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Yeah. is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering, people are dying, entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you? For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear. How dare you continue to look away and come here saying that you're doing enough when the politics and solutions needed are still nowhere in sight? You say you hear us and that you understand the urgency. But no matter how sad and angry I am, I do not want to believe that. Because if you really understood the situation and still kept on failing to act, then you would be evil, and that I refuse to believe. The popular idea of cutting our emissions in half in 10 years only gives us a 50% chance of staying below 1.5 degrees and the risk of setting off irreversible chain reactions beyond human control. 50% may be acceptable to you, but those numbers do not include tipping points, most feedback loops, additional warming hidden by toxic air pollution, or the aspects of equity and climate justice. They also rely on my generation sucking hundreds of billions of tons of your CO2 out of the air with technologies that barely exist. So a 50% risk is simply not acceptable to us, we who have to live with the consequences. How dare you pretend that this can be solved with just business as usual and some technical solutions? With today's emissions levels, that remaining CO2 budget will be entirely gone within less than 8.5 years. There will not be any solutions or plans presented in line with these figures here today, because these numbers are too uncomfortable and you are still not mature enough to tell it like it is. You are failing us, but the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
It seems like a bit. difference in the conversation traveling from Sweden to America? Is there a different feeling around climate change?
I would say yes, because here it feels like it is being discussed as something you, whether you believe in or not believe in. And where I come from, it's more like it's a fact.
Let's get you caught up one last time. After Holy back there, we heard Club 8 from right here in Stockholm. The song Be Mad, Get Ill, Be Still came off their album The People's Record. I've loved Club 8 since like the early aughts, but that album right there, The People's Record, still my favorite. It is such a great album. And I feel like different albums of theirs have totally different sounds. That one in particular, The People's Record, it has all the stuff I like in my my indie pop. So if you like Be Mad, Get Ill, Be Still, then definitely check out the whole record, because it's all just as good as that. It's super great. It's the best album. Okay, then just before I started talking, the band Melby, also from right here in Stockholm, is another new one. I should have been calling these out. Some of these are new. Matilda Brink, Cat Princess, Elliot Holy, and Melby are all new. And then Club 8, Hello Safe Ride, Sambassador. Shout out, Let's Concrete, Sienz, like Minnie, Leaky Lee, that stuff's all old. So sort of a mix on this episode of old favorites and new cool stuff. So Melby, that was squarely in the new cool category. Did I say what it was called? It's called Overthinking. Came off their record None of This Makes Me Worry. Pretty good. Maybe look into Melby if you liked that. Okay, finishing up this year's episode of the show, Amazon from right here in Stockholm as well. The song Binny, it comes off their new Galaxy One album. And this album kind of sucks. I mean, I don't know. There's some really terrible songs on it, I think, that I just do not enjoy listening to. There's a dude in here that sings too. And I don't like it when he sings. It's like, shut up. I like their older stuff better, frankly. But this new album, it has some good songs on it, including Benny, which I think is a really great song. So I thought it was worth putting on the show. So without further ado, finishing up this special Swedish music episode of The Sounds of My Head, Amazon with Benny from Galaxy One. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Ghost Riders in the Sky, Orange Blossom Special, In the Mood, and right now Take 5, all by the Spotniks, a 1960s surf band by one of the members of ABBA before ABBA. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about, including the samples and sound clips that I play between songs, at thesoundsinmyhead.com, which I should mention, I wasn't doing episodes, but I did redo the website, so check it out, The Sounds of My Head website. It's new, It's similar, but it's responsive now. That's one of the big differences. So it looks better on your phone, on your iPad. It scales to different sizes. It's pretty slick. The top nav is way better. It had gotten kind of screwed up over the years, and since I never messed with the website, it just stayed that way and was worse and worse. The Google search embed thing is still kind of jacked, but I can't seem to figure out how to control it. Anyway, I'm very excited that the website is much better now. So so go check out the website. Look for links for all the stuff that I played on this episode of the show and all past episodes of the show. And we will see you next time on an all-new episode of the show, probably in about 2 weeks.